You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We've got football coming up in less than 2 hours. Let's get your lineup set on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings here. Let's go through the headlines, starting with the quarterbacks. You don't see weeks like this very often. Stafford and Kyler Murray, they're facing each other, and it's in the late window, Heath. And right now, it's not looking great for either of them. And then Josh Allen, are we expecting him to play? What's going on?
Yeah, they did not elevate a third quarterback. So we are expecting that Josh Allen will play. And if Josh Allen is playing, Josh Allen's going to be in your starting lineup. The early reports this morning were that they do not believe he can do any further damage by playing. So start Josh Allen. And the other two, we don't expect to play. No Kyler Murray, no Matthew Stafford. The question is, can their backups really be worse than they've been throwing the football?
I mean, there are a lot of questions here. You know, do you wait it out for those guys and pick up, say, like a Taylor Heinicke? Or do you just start a Daniel Jones or a, you know, Jacoby Brissett or something like that in the 1 o'clock window?
I would just find the best backup you can, not worry about when they're playing, and play that person.
And would you rank Colt McCoy? I would assume McCoy would be ahead of Walford. And where would you rank him?
Neither of them are in my top 24, but McCoy would be over Walford if you had to. I hope you don't have to.
Now, when we look at all the wide receivers for these three teams, Rams, Cardinals, and Bills, what changes?
DeAndre Hopkins probably is the one who maybe you could find someone else to start over him, because he is behind Christian Kirk for me now. He is behind Josh Palmer for me now. So, like, maybe he goes from sure thing number one wide receiver to probably starting number two wide receiver. I'm still starting Cooper Kupp. I never wanted to start Allen Robinson. I don't know that this hurts Rondale Moore all that much. He remains a high-end number three wide receiver and full PPR, a mid-range number three wide receiver, and none.
Does it change James Conner at all? And Conner, McCoy started 3 games last year. Conner had 2 pretty massive games.
Yeah, I gave James Conner a boost. He's a high-end number two running back for me now. Expect that he'll have a good work role in the passing game and that they will run more than they did when Kyler wasn't there. And a higher percentage of those runs are going to go to running backs because Kyler's not running the ball.
They'll try to run it, certainly, with that beat-up offensive line and facing the Rams front. But, yeah, Connor could have a bigger role today. All right, so let's go to some other news here. Brandon Cooks expected to play. Nico Collins trending in the right direction. They're at the Giants today. Is Brandon Cooks a starter for you?
He is not, I hope. He's a low-end number three wide receiver. If you start 3 wide receivers in a flex, there's a decent chance that you might start him. But he's right in the same range for me as the DeAndre Carter, Mack Hollins, George Pickens, Darnell Mooney, behind Mooney. But those 4 guys all kind of right behind Mooney.
All right, if Tony Pollard is the guy and Zeke doesn't play, it's an easy call. But right now, Zeke is questionable, not looking great. Your final thoughts on the Cowboys running backs if they both play?
If they both played, they'd both be low-end number two running backs. We don't expect Zeke to play right now. Ed Werder said expect a conservative decision. So we're ranking it as if Zeke's going to be out. Pollard will be a top 12 running back.
Aaron Jones versus DeAndre Swift. Swift off the injury report, so that's really nice to see. They're at Chicago. Jones gets the Cowboys, and I think he was off the injury report too or whatever. He's going to play. Who'd you rather start, Jones or Swift?
I'd still rather start Jones, but I do have Swift still as a top 20 running back. I think I'm starting Jones, Jamal Williams, and Swift in that order. Hopeful that Jones just gets the workload. Like, it's been pretty clear when they've featured him in the offense, they've had an offensive chance. When they haven't, they haven't. So hopefully they feature Aaron Jones today.
Would you start James Conner or DeAndre Swift?
I would start Conner over Swift in all formats.
Wow. Okay. Would you start Conner or Aaron Jones?
I would start Jones over Conner in all formats.
All right. Jamal Williams.
So we're going to go Jones, Connor, Jamal, Swift, with one change being that I would start Jamal over Connor in non-PPR.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about wide receivers here. Mecole Hardman is out. Hunter Renfrow is out, obviously. Jahan Dotson, Treylon Burks, Jarvis Landry, they're coming back. Mack Hollins enters the discussion here. Nico Collins maybe enters the discussion. Who are some low-end wide receivers if we need one this week?
Well, I'm going right back to DeAndre Carter. So I know a lot of people didn't pick him up or dropped him after they picked him up because he was bad, but he still scored 10 PPR fantasy points without a touchdown. I still think he's going to see probably 7, 8, 9 targets in this game. So Carter is a number 3 wide receiver. I've got him 1 spot ahead of Cooks, 2 spots ahead of Mac Hollins. Those are probably the guys who might be on the waiver wire that you could use as a number 3 wide receiver. Someone who's maybe been on your bench, Donovan Peoples-Jones, I like slightly more than those guys. If you can't get any of those guys, it's really a desperation situation. From wide receiver 40 to 42, I've got 2 Giants, 1 former Giant, Wandale Robinson, Darius Slayton, Kadarius Toney. Those 3 guys are probably the next 3 desperation plays.
Thank you very much, everybody, for watching and listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5. Good luck today. Get those lineups set, and we'll talk to you tonight on youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday and, of course, the podcast, wherever podcasts are found.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.